Zavian is out of town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Program number 269 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web. Yes, as we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are KASM. And like I said, it's our 269th program. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Max Munnins. How you doing, Max?
Well, we're doing good this morning, Si. At least we got sunshine today.
Absolutely. And where are we visiting with you, Max?
I'm at my house over in Richmond. And I'm sitting in the kitchen right now, and Deb is making all kinds of Christmas cookies and chocolates. It's like sitting in a bakery here.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, that sounds like a good time. Could stop over and do some sampling, huh?
Oh, there's plenty on the porch out there, too. That's pretty good there.
Well, very good. Max, you are a well-kept secret in my time. And I think the reason for that being is when you're both musicians and you're kind of running parallel, we're both entertaining, so we never get a chance to see one another. But Randy, our station manager, Mr. Randy Rothstein, tipped me off and says, boy, Max would be a good interview. He's been playing a long time. Take us back in time, Max. Where did it all begin? How'd you get started playing music?
Let's kind of go back and where it all started. First of all, I grew up in Richmond, Si.
Okay.
And I'm actually 7 blocks away from my original house, so I didn't go very far, although we were out in the country for 13 years, but then we came in 1986 back into town. But started playing when I was 16 years old.
Okay.
It was a band called the Sons of Adam.
Oh.
And we had 5 guys from Richmond here. Nobody really knew what they were doing. All of a sudden, it's like what happened was when the Beatles came out in 1964.
Yeah.
On that Ed Sullivan show.
Yeah.
My sisters were there with all their friends that night. And the Beatles, you heard that song, "I Want to Hold Your Hand," and you thought, boy, this is a great song. And they were on the Ed Sullivan show. And the girls all sat around the old black and white TV, and they just screamed at the Beatles. And I thought, wow, these guys are fantastic.
Yeah.
So after that was over, my mother, she was a great musician. She was a piano player. We had a big upright piano at home. And she would play, sometimes we'd have parties down there, play from 7 at night till 2 in the morning. She just played mainly by ear. She was a great piano player. And after the Beatles were on there, I thought, oh, I got to get I got to learn some music. So I asked her, I said, Ma, can you show me some chords? So she showed me some chords on the piano, and I got to know a few songs and stuff, and all of a sudden I thought, I know there's a couple of these, my buddies from town. I said, let's get a band together. So we got the band together. I played keyboard, of course. Then we had Muttis Torberg. He played rhythm guitar. Alan Breezy played lead guitar. Don Schaefer was bass. And Bob Becker was on the drums. So we had a five-piece band.
Oh, yes.
And we go over to Alan's parents in the basement, and we'd practice over there. And I'll never forget the first night that we played. It was so exciting. We were down, it was on a Friday night, we were practicing in Alan's basement, and we got a call. Here it was from a friend of ours who had a band named The Strangers, and they had double booked a gig, and he says, can you guys bail us out one? He says, we're booked at the College Inn in St. Joe.
Oh, yes.
Over just, it's just west of you there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, We took the gig, and we had 16 songs. I'll never forget it. And we went up there, and we played. The place was packed, and it was all St. John's and St. Ben's students, and it was just great. So that's how we actually started out.
Oh, neat.
From there, we played around the area, and we got into the Club Domino in St. Cloud mm-hmm. in 1966.
Wow.
And that was the biggest place. A lot of your listeners remember that, the Club Domino. That was a place. They had the Go-Go Girls there, Si.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I was 16 years old. My mother loved it that I was playing in a nightclub with Go-Go Girls in the cages, you know.
Oh, goodness.
That always went over good. But we played down there Wednesday, Fridays, and Saturdays, and sometimes on a Sunday afternoon he'd have something. But that was the place. That was the in place. So that's how the band started, and we played there and the Sons of Adam from 1966 through 1968.
Okay.
And we played all over the area, and did a lot of the proms and homecomings and stuff.
Sure.
So we did that. So in 1968. We kind of disbanded, I should say, and there was 1 year left, and there was a band in St. Cloud called Deal and the Originals, Dave Leonard and the Originals.
Yeah.
They were one of the biggest bands in St. Cloud, and he had come to the Domino a lot, and he needed a lead singer. So we were kind of, Sons of Adam were on the way out, and he asked me if I'd be the lead singer for his band. Well, that was just like being lead singer of the Beatles back in 68, 69.
Sure.
So I accepted and went to play with him, and we played all over the state,
mm-hmm.
That was good, and we some of these things, Si, I was looking the other day at what we got paid on some of these gigs.
Yeah.
For a five-piece band, we'd be getting like $65, and we were a top band.
Yep.
So anyway, that was played with Dio and the Originals that year, and then we formed our own band a few months later out of that called the Paper Mache, and went with those guys. And all of a sudden, here comes the draft.
Yeah.
And long story on that, I figured, well, it went by the numbers. I think they went from 1 to 260 or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I happened to hit number 13, Si.
Oh, boy. Lucky number 13.
Lucky number 13. So anyway, I went in the service. I was in the Army for 1970 and 71. In 71, I was in Germany for a year, which is really nice. So anyway, I get on the service. Oh, and while we were in the service, when we were over in Kaiserslautern, Germany, me and two other guys would play Friday nights in this big auditorium, three acoustic guitars, and we'd play to about 500 people.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was the entertainment over there. And we did it just about every Friday night. It was myself and a guy from Mobile, Alabama, and a guy from Michigan, three of us. So we did that, which was great. Anyway, got out of the service in 1971, came back, and I had a job at a different place, and it wasn't a very well-paying job. My sister, Judy Breezy, Alan Breezy, the guys from the early Sons of Adam, they had a band together. They were from Hutchinson, and they called themselves Everyday People.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure all your listeners out there remember Everyday People.
Yeah.
But we played around here a lot. And they had they were playing at a little bar in Watkins called Hilda's. I'll never forget that.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down to see them one night, and they had a bass player. He didn't sing. And myself and Judy and Alan could always harmonize, and this guy didn't sing. And Judy came up, and she says, my brother Max is sitting out in the crowd. Would you come on up and do a couple songs? So I came up there, and the guy hands me the bass guitar.
Huh.
And I thought, well, I guess I'm playing bass. So I knew a couple notes, you know, on those old rock and roll songs.
Yep.
A lot of those are 3- and 4-chord pattern. That's all they were. So anyway, I played about 4 or 5 songs with him. And it was a lot of fun, again, to play with a band, you know.
Yeah,
in the service. So anyway, about 2 weeks later, I get a call. And Judy goes, hey, Max, why don't... we're going to kind of release our bass player. You know, we'd like it if you could play along. Well, I was working at this other job, and I said, well, what do you guys get? And they told me they were playing like 4 nights a week. They were making more money side playing in a band than I was working 40 hours at this other job I was at.
Oh, my goodness.
So
yeah.
Anyway, I said, sure, I'll play with you. So long story longer, I played with those guys from 1972, is when we actually started, 72 through 1980.
Wow, that was a good run.
And that was a good run. And we'd play all over the place, Si. We played we call it the Highway 4 run out there.
Mm-hmm.
We played for Bill Brown at the M&M Corral.
Oh, yes.
Donnie and Marcy Welly.
Mm-hmm.
At Spring Hill.
Yeah.
Earl Cena at Earl's.
Yeah.
And we had Irby Schiffler. You remember Irby Schiffler?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
He was a great guy. We played for those guys. But we played all over the state that time. But the ballrooms were big because we played the Richmond Coliseum a lot. New Munich Ballroom, Avon Ballroom. We played the Horseshoe Lake Ballroom up in Browerville.
Yeah.
You know, and we did... after that, the ballroom circuit, we did a lot of those. And all of a sudden, there was a guy saw us playing one night, and he says he owned the Crown Bar on the west side of St. Claude.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yep.
Remember that place?
I do, yeah.
And he had Dick Kreckelberg and a country gentleman playing out there.
Yep.
And what happened, Si, is the rock and roll was in those years,
yep.
And the country... was going on because Dick Kreckelberg, a good friend of mine, he played the traditional country music, you know.
Yeah, old classic.
Yeah, and anyway, the guy took the Crown Bar and he completely remodeled everything, and he called it JJ's Pouring Emporium in Wade Park. And
tell
you a lot of your listeners remember that.
Yeah.
He came and he said, I'm changing this whole place over. He says, I'll guarantee you guys 6 nights a week if you guys play for me. So instead of doing all the one-night stands, we played, you know, Duluth, and we played Marshall and all these places down the cities. We were down there. We were playing the Hopkins House and the ballroom in South St. Paul. We thought, geez, wouldn't this be nice? 6 nights a week, and we could play there like 6 weeks at a time.
Yep. Leave your equipment set up.
Everything is set up, Si. All I had to do was walk in at 10 to 9. Plug in my guitar, as you know, and then walk out at 10 after 1 if you wanted to.
Sure.
So we started playing for him for two years, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
that we were playing for him. And that was a good gig, you know. So,
you
so we did that. We didn't have to run all over the place. But, you know, if I'm talking too much, I'll tell you what. I did a talk for the Cold Spring Historical Society last December 1st. And a gentleman who runs the Historical Society, he asked me a couple times, he says, hey, Max, why don't you do a talk for us down here, because we get these speakers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said, of all your years in the music business, 50 years in the music business, if you could come down here and do it. And I said, well, okay. I went down there, and long story I said, Cliff, it was Cliff Johnson from Cold Spring. I said, how long do people talk up there? And he says, oh, usually 45 minutes to an hour. I got down there, and we had a nice crowd, full house, and I had all my posters behind me and CDs and everything, and this girl, Rita Henry from Cold Spring, who's their secretary, she came over to my house prior to this and did all the pictures on, you know, for the slides, you know,
sure.
for the show.
Yeah.
And she came down there, and she did all that. So anyway, I meet down there that morning, and instead of 1 hour, Si,
yeah.
I talked for 3 hours.
Oh, my goodness. And didn't have to repeat yourself, huh?
Didn't have to repeat myself. Just kept going. You know, I've been playing. This is, I'm still playing.
Yep.
52 years of playing. You have a lot of stories.
Yes, you do. Know? You do. That's right. Well, Max, if I can interrupt here, and
sure.
We'll take a quick break here. We've already reached 12 o'clock in central Minnesota, 2 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we need to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation.
Sounds good, Si.
All righty. So, Si, here for the St. Joe Meat Market. And 'twas just 2 weeks before Christmas at the St. Joe Meat Market, and that's really no joke. Yes, it is actually just about 2 weeks before Christmas, and the holiday rush is on big time. Well, no worries. The St. Joe Meat Market is here for you just when you are ready to start panicking. Employees are dashing around with orders at the St. Joe Meat Market like they're trying out to be one of Santa's elves. Meat and cheese trays, well, they come in standard 16, 25, and $35 sizes, and they're being made up daily. Extra trays are usually on hand, but called ahead orders are much appreciated. And the same goes for the meat department. The coolers are loaded to the hilt with smoked turkeys, mouth-watering hams, and sausages oh so juicy. However, in the retail business, you never quite know for sure who is all going to come through the front door and when. So best to call ahead to reserve yours for that special occasion. There's also lots of great polka music and CDs to browse through when you come in to pick up your meat order. What an awesome stocking stuffer idea. As always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can call 320-363-4913. That's a big thank you and Merry Christmas from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. Max, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We put up a meat package at the meat market, and along with Chasm, we get that to you and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that?
Sounds good to me, Si.
You bet. So with that, we'll get back to you. And so in other words, you were doing music pretty much full-time. That was your full-time living then, those years, huh?
You know, it was, and you know, the funny thing about it, Si, people would come up to me, you know, and they'd say, what do you doing for a living? This was in the 70s, you know, and I was just doing it. And they'd say, what do you do for a living? I'd say, oh, I play in a band. And they go, no, really, what do you do for a living? You know,
yeah.
You know, there was always this good saying about a musician. Did you ever hear about this one?
No, what's it's that?
A musician is a guy who's got a person who has $5,000 worth of equipment.
Yep.
Has a puts it in a $500 car, drives 100 miles for a $50 gig.
That is about it. I mean, that's the way it was in the day, you bet.
You can relate to that, Si.
I can, you bet.
No. But getting back to one thing I just wanted to mention about our good friend Irby Schiffer up there at the New Munich Ballroom. Everybody was at the New Munich Ballroom those days. And me and Irby were good friends. And he'd book us the regular jobs, you know, from 9 to 1. Mm-hmm. But my favorites, I told Irby that time, I said, I'd like to play up here because he always had such huge crowds up there and stuff. And I said, you know, if you get these bigger bands, I said, we being everyday people would be happy to do the 9 to 10:30.
Yeah.
You know, and then bring on the big band. So he said that's a good idea. So we performed a lot of times. We were the first band from 9 to 10:30. Then I'd announce, like, the big band coming up. But we played with bands like, those days it was like, we played a lot with Johnny Holmes.
Okay, yeah.
we played with Jesse Brady that time.
Yep.
We played with Straight Up. We played rugby for the Trashmen. Remember the Surf and Gord, the Trashmen?
Yep.
King, King and the Princess, they were huge back in those days. You know, we played with those. I got to know Pat Fitzgerald very well. But let me tell you one little quick story here. There was a band called Chameleon that we played out there with.
Yeah.
And what happened, Si, is they would set up, the setup was a nightmare because they'd set up all their huge equipment, then we'd come and we'd set ours in front of theirs.
Yeah.
Because we had to be done at 10:30 and scramble and take our stuff. There was a keyboard next to me, keyboard player, big B3 Hammond, and I set up next to him. And when it come time to tear down at 10:30, he'd come up there, get your stuff off the stage, get it off the stage. And I thought, geez, this guy is rude, you know.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
an idiot. He had long black hair and a black beard, you know, but a great keyboard player. My sister Judy lives out in California, in Solvang, California. She was with us all those years. She had called me one time. She says, hey, Max, you'll find this kind of interesting. She said, I was at a concert out here in California and went to see this guy, Yanni, the great keyboard player.
Yeah.
And she said he was telling about what he grew up doing. And he said, one of my favorite things when I started in the music business was playing in a band, and I played with Chameleon. And that Yanni was the guy who was telling me to hurry up and get my stuff out of there that time.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Did you believe that?
Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that something?
It is.
And then, we had early get some of the big acts in there. And one night, he had Chubby Checker out here.
Oh, my.
And we got to perform the 9 to 10:30. And when Chubby was out there, he had huge bodyguards and everything else. And I told Irv, I said, can I meet him? You know, the twist, you know, and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And he says, I'll arrange it prior to you guys going up on stage. So I got to go in that back room in the New Munich Ballroom way on the east side. Remember that room?
Yeah.
And that's where all the musicians would be. And I got to sit in there, Si, and talk to Chubby Checker for about a half an hour. And I still have the signed picture of Jim Max and Chubby Checker in my scrapbook of all the stuff from back in the day. So I thought that was pretty cool, you know.
Absolutely. Boy, that's a great story. And you kind of stole my punchline there, because I was going to ask you a memorable experience, and of course that would be one. I don't know if you have any others that you'll share, but boy, what a great opportunity, huh?
You know, another one was I wrote a lot of songs, and I made 3 CDs. I wrote songs for years. I think I wrote 150 songs. And I went up to Bobby V's Rock House in 2011, and we had, it was called Max and the Good Old Boys. We played for years around here.
Yeah.
And we went up there to Rock House and took the songs I wrote. It was myself, Muttis Torberg, Steve Jennings, Steve's son, he did a couple songs for us, and Dick Roush.
Okay.
Everybody remembers Dick Roush. Rest his soul, he passed away a few years back.
Okay.
But he was a fantastic drummer. He was the one who ran Ricori Drumline for years and stuff.
That's
we were
right.
up there, we did these songs. I think we still have the CDs. It's called Waiting So Long. I think there's 16 original songs on there.
Okay.
And we went up there, Si, and we laid the whole thing down in one day.
My goodness.
16 songs up there. And Jeff Engholm, he was the engineer. He did all 3 of my CDs for me. Just a great guy. Everybody knows Jeff from Collective Unconscious, you know.
Yep.
But one thing, when we did all the recording up there, which is fantastic, I spent a lot of time in that recording studio. One day I was on break. We're taking a break, and I'm downstairs. I come downstairs, and here's Bobby V is standing there.
Yeah.
I've never met the guy. He owned the thing. And I thought to myself, I started talking to him, and I got to talk to him for about a half an hour, Si.
Yeah.
one of the nicest guys. I told him, you know, we were talking. I said, I played your stuff, you know, Come Back When You Grow Up, Girl, and Rubber Ball, and all that kind of stuff years ago, and all your songs. He was the most gracious person that you ever want to meet. I wanted to know about him because he's been all over the world.
Yep.
You know what he did, Si? He wanted to hear what I was doing.
Yeah, that's Bobby.
I thought to myself, he was such a humble person.
Yep.
It was just, I think that was even better than Chubby. Chubby was kind of, you know, with all his bodyguards and stuff. This was just me and Bobby V talking. And it was great. And we got to talk for a half an hour. Just a wonderful, wonderful man. And all those guys at Rock House Productions up there, his sons, Jeff and
Tommy,
and Donnie, and all those guys, you know, it's just a warm place, you know, to be.
Absolutely.
But that was great, you know.
So you got to record down in the vault then, huh?
I got to record in the vault. And one more thing.
Yeah.
That I was in the vault. I was doing my recording. I did one CD pretty much by myself, you know. I did all the harmonies and all the music and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm down there in the vault and recording, and I see this guitar there. It's an acoustic guitar. And I looked at it. It's a beautiful guitar. And I asked one of the guys at Rock House, I said, whose guitar is that? He said, it's Bobby V's guitar. I said, do you think I could just kind of use it just for a couple songs? He said, well, I don't know, why not? So I used it on a couple songs, and I did the rhythm sections.
Uh-huh.
And that was really cool that I got to use his guitar, too. But
but
anyway, we did all those CDs. And just a couple things. I know you're going to wrap up here, and like I said, I talk forever. but in 1980, after the Everyday People just kind of disbanded, you know, that was myself and Alan Breezy and my sister Judy and Mike McCann and Mike Harrison. We had five piece. We kind of, everybody went their separate ways. Well, me and Alan Breezy and Dick Roush stayed together. We formed this band, the Sky Blue Water Band.
Oh.
I think a lot of people remember us. We played for how many years around here, too.
Yeah.
And we played all over the country, or the area then. And then in 1994, we kind of disbanded. Then I got another band together. And Corky Adams from the River Roost, he owned that time.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's no longer there. He come up to me one time and he says, hey, Max, he says, we're having a benefit for the Richmond baseball team in February. Could you get a band together? You know, didn't have one at that time.
Yep.
And he says, can you see what you can do if you can get Richmond people? And I thought to myself, who can I get from Richmond? Well, I went, Steve Jennings used to play with a band back in the day, the Strangers.
Yep.
And Lettuce used to play with me and the Sons of Adam. And myself and Judy, you know, we started playing, my sister, back in the day at the Club Domino and everything, and my other sister, Shirley, she never had a chance to be on stage. So she is married to Mother Soderberg, so when I got this band together, she said, could I play? And I said, great, this will be your time for fame and glory, you know, because your sister Judy had so much. So I got him, and then I had my son, Ryan, and Muddis' son, Jamie. They were top drums by Dick Roush, one of the best ones. So we put this band together, and I remember that time I asked my mother, we were talking about it, and she says, oh, you got Shirley playing, everybody? I said, yeah, but I don't have a name. And Mom says, well, why don't you name it Back Again? I said, why would I do that? She said, because you quit, now you're back again. You know?
Yeah.
So anyway, we ran that band for 2 years, and then, like I said, Max and the Good Old Boys, then myself and Deb, we went, and for a couple of years, we did a two-piece. She plays concertina, Si. You know that.
Yes, I do.
And we did that for a couple of years, just doing weddings and stuff as a two-piece. And then after that, she got kind of tired of weekends, you know, playing and stuff. So all of a sudden, Muddis and Steve Jennings were around, so we formed Max and the Good Old Boys. And we went from 2003 to, almost 10 years, something like that, with that crew.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And then We had, I just have to mention, Max and the Good Old Boys, we had it was three of us, but then we added two more guys, Gordy Ginter and his son Matthew Ginter.
Okay.
Two great musicians. Gordy had bands. He was from Little Falls. He had Flatfoot and some of these other groups. He played for years. And his son Matthew was only like 22 years old or whatever. One of the best lead guitars I've ever heard. So they joined our band, and we played a lot of jobs around here as Max and the Good Old Boys.
Mm-hmm.
After that broke up, Si, then myself and Deb got together, and I have a keyboard set up here at home, a studio here, and it's all programmed. I programmed stuff into the piano. It's kind of like a Casio. You know, you got the drums and everything. You just match up the song.
Yep.
So all of a sudden, she goes, we should play a couple, you know, we could do a couple jobs, you know.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we started playing, the two of us. Now, we're going on 5 years as Max and Deb show, and we play quite a few places, you know. We do, like, the Legion in Cold Spring, the Firehouse in Richmond, Dino's, Eden Valley, St. Boniface. We do the Bonifest every year with Ray Donald. Ray plays from 12 until 2, and we go from 2 to 4.
Oh,
and
nice.
Ray Donald, by the way, he's still got it. He can play that old-time music. It sounds pretty good.
Absolutely.
And then we do the Jacob's Prairie, the corn and pork
feed over there.
Pork chop festival.
Yeah.
You know, we do customer appreciation. And we also, we do one thing, too, out here in Richmond at Music in the Park in June, and we do a patriotic event with the Richmond Legion Post 292 with Alvin Gerken and Sheldon Lang and all those guys.
Sure.
And we do different songs. We don't do our regular songs a lot. We do a lot of patriotic stuff, but it's really nice. The Legion is out there, and they march, and they got the flags out there, and it's a very patriotic thing, and we've done this for how many years? So anybody listening, in June we do it every year out here at the park out at Richmond, Centennial Park here. And beautiful facility. Our bank, Falcon National Bank from Richmond, put up a band shelter out there. It's beautiful.
Wow.
You know,
that's
very
awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, Max, our time has run out. We want to save a little time for playing some of your music. So, yeah, folks, you told where people can see you, and you and Deb are still planning on going for a good long time, so sounds like you're going to be doing a great job entertaining folks from here to then.
You know, we sure enjoy playing, though,
Si. Yeah.
You know, all these years, you know, it's just kind of like it's in your blood, and I hope to. I saw a guy real quick. I know I'm taking a little of your time.
No, that's fine.
We've been playing at the nursing home for the last 14 years. We sure enjoy playing there. And wonderful people. My mother got us playing in there when she was in there. God rest her soul. She's not there anymore. But we played in there for 14 years. Just a wonderful bunch of people. Oh, one quick thing I want to give a shout-out to Jim and John Hardy and their John's wife, Kathleen. They're there all the time when we play, and they love Whoopi John music and old-time. And John actually sings, Si. He sings Swiss Boy Waltz with us at the nursing home.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. But there was one thing, getting back to my point, there was a guy who was in there playing one time. He, you know, everybody does different Sundays. And this older guy was there, and he came down there, and he had this old rusty little cart, you know, and he had an old amp on there, bungee strapped to it, and an old mic stand. And I got to talking to him, and I said, he introduced me. His name was John Hoffman.
Oh, yeah.
And do you remember him, Si?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it's the same one I'm thinking of, played accordion.
Yes.
Yeah,
he was
the accordion player for Bobby Roberts, yep.
Bobby Roberts. And I asked him that time. I said, he was like 92 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I said, John, I said, this is very nice that you play for a nursing home, you know, that you do it, you know, once in a while. He said, once in a while? I got three more gigs this week.
And that was true. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, just fantastic.
Yeah, good stuff for the listeners there, Max.
Well, you know, I thank you for having me on. I should tell Randy Rothstein thank you for referring me. And like I said, myself and the Max and Deb show will be around. So if anybody sees our posters or whatever, stop out and see us. And
come up and say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. You bet. Well, thank you much, Max, for taking time out and interviewing and enlightening our listeners. I'm sure it connected a few dots for a lot of listeners there from back then to now. So,
well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And you have a happy holiday season and all your listeners. And you have a great day.
You bet. And we'll, good Lord willing, you and I are here yet down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime.
We'll make it another 25 years, Si.
All right. Sounds good. With that, we're going to let you run, Max. I'll talk to you off the air.
And thank you very much.
There he goes, Mr. Max Munnins of Richmond, Minnesota. Our 269th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Max and Deb. Alrighty, just off the phone there with Max Munnins, and boy, a great interview there with Max. Yes, fun stuff there. Max and Deb continuing the music there. Max, of course, with a long lifetime and history of music. Very, very entertaining, very interesting. So, like we had heard from Max, he's made several CDs, and we're going to play some of those as we go along here. So, starting out with... this one here, it's called Max and Deb, and the first selection on this CD is one called Wagon Wheel, and I think you'll recognize the song when you hear it. Very nice, Max and Deb, Wagon Wheel.
Heading down south to the land of the pines, and on my way down to North Carolina, staring up at the road and pray God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picked me a bouquet of those dogwood flowers. I'm hoping for a rally so I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, hey, in the rain, rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. I'm walking to the south. City, Tennessee. Well, I gotta get a move on before the sun. I heard my baby calling me, and I know she's the one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will be free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. Rock me. In the rain, rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind in the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train.
Max and Deb, and one called Wagon Wheel, taking us 29 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Once again, 24 is our current temperature here in Albany. Music continues right now. This one's called Someday Soon. Thank you. Deb and Max there. Max and Deb, a beautiful vocal there of featuring Deb on Someday Soon. 27 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have 24 degrees, our temperature here in Albany, as we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Tourco First Line Tours. Yeah, they bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM at this time each and every week. Tourco, of course, doing all sorts of tours and trips around this great land of ours, and they do the extended tours to all the big destinations like New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, L.A., just to mention a few. They do statewide tours around this great state of Minnesota, and they do the casino tours in and about our area, up in our upper Midwest area, such as the Shooting Star in Manoman, Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Three Turtles in Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa, Northern Lights in Walker, Minnesota, and yes, the list goes on and on. Now, to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, to receive a brochure, or to get on their mailing list, just give Tourco a call toll-free. It's 1-800-868-7261. Davey Bertowski and the gang over at Tourco, they'd like to take this opportunity to wish each and every one of you a very special and Merry Christmas, and I hope that the holidays treat you well, and they look forward to seeing you in the coming year as well, 2019. As Tourco, Davey Bertowski and the gang, yes, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet each and every week at this time. All righty, 25 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we are at 24 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's another nice tune that Deb and Max do, Max and Deb, and it's it's a Neil Diamond tune, one called Sweet Caroline.
It began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, and the spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Oh, oh, sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to be.
there you go, Max and Deb with one called Sweet Caroline, a nice Neil Diamond tune. And just a sampling of some of the music you'll hear when you go out and see Max and Deb performing live at some of the area clubs that Max was talking about in the interview. Here's another nice tune, one called Gonna Get Along Without You Now. And Deb, and one called Get Along Without You Now. Taking us to 18 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Again, 24, our temperature here in Albany. Beautiful day in Chasmland. Actually, 25 now. It just flipped over to 25. As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM, and that is always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdock. Yes, they would love for you to join their traveling family and help them make miles and smiles throughout the coming year. And, of course, most of the trips are done with for this particular year. But, yeah, and we visited with Kim this morning. Kim was updating us on some of the upcoming trips, that big machinery trip that they've got coming up in February, and some of the other trips that they've got on their schedule. It was really neat visiting with Kim. And, of course, they do maintain that very nice website, and they are also standing by today. So if you want to give them a call and get a brochure mailed out to you or get on their mailing list, you can sure do that. 1-800-840-9211. 1-800-840-9211. Just grabbing their information, and so Kim was telling us about that. And look at the schedule here. Alrighty, so it says upcoming dates and tours. Alrighty. So the first one I would tell you about, first of all, December 26th yet of this year, they're going to be participating in a benefit at the Falls Ballroom in Little Falls. That's Wednesday, December 26th. The doors open at 5, dinner at 5:30, and showtime at 6:45. And they're going to be featuring Kenny and Diana Jensen and their rising star Zach Jensen, along with special guest Levi Pelzer. So, yeah, should be a great show. The dinner and show is $40. The show only $30. Tickets can be purchased at the Little Falls Radio Station, Radio Shack, and the parishes of Our Lady of Lourdes and Holy Family, along with St. Mary's, and both MOL school offices. So, yeah, big concert there. Of course, Kenny Jensen started out playing with Laverne and the Starlights back in the day and moved on to Nashville and now has his own dinner theater down there and doing very well. So, yeah, they'll be up in the area and be a good opportunity to see them Wednesday, December 26th. And then, that big International Farm Machinery Show, that's going to take place in February. That's what Kim was talking about. And they'd love for people to sign up soon because it's not that far away anymore. $6.99 per person based on double occupancy gets you on board the bus. The Best of Ireland is coming. South American Adventure, Southwest Circle Tour, Kim talked about. That's a good one. Encouraging folks to sign up by December 31st. You'll save $100 off of your ticket there. Of course, the Spring Mystery Tour, 6th annual, that's in April. And just a whole bunch of good stuff there with Laverne's Travel. So check them out. They'd love to have you travel with them. Again, check them out on the web, www.laverne'stravel.com. Or you can call them toll-free, 1-800-840-9211. Laverne and Kim, yes, they want to take this opportunity to wish each and every one of you a very special and Merry Christmas and hope that 2019 treats you well. That's you from Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. They proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we get back to the music of Max and Deb, and here's one Sonny and Cher had a big hit on this one, I Got You, Babe.
They say we're young and we don't know, won't find out until we grow old.
Well, I don't know how that's true, 'cause you got me and baby, I've got you. Babe, I got you, babe, I got you, babe.
They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned, our money's often spent.
I guess that's all, we don't have a pot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we've got.
Babe, I got you, babe, I got you, babe.
I've got flowers in the spring, I've got you to wear my ring,
and when I'm sad, you're a clown, and if I get scared, you're always around. Don't let them say
I got you to hold me tight. I've got you. I won't let go.
that you pay.
Sonny and Cher, tune there by Max and Deb. One called I Got You, Babe. 13 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Here's another tune that you'll recognize. A lot of folks have recorded this one. Max and Deb do it. It's one called Rocky Top.
Wish that I was on a rocky top down in the Tennessee hill. Ain't no smoky smoke on a rocky top, ain't no telephone bill. Once there was a girl on a rocky top, half fair, the other half had. While as a big butch, sweet and sort of pop, I still dream.
Rocky Top, yes indeed. Nice version there by Max and Deb. Here's another popular tune, one called Silver Wings.
Left me standing behind. Silver wings shining in the sunlight. Roaring engines headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away.
And Deb and one called Silver Wings. And boy, that kind of reminds me of the Merle Haggard recording of Silver Wings. Very, very nice by Max and Deb. Coming up on 5 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and again, 25 is our current temperature here in Albany. And we're going to have to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we're going to do that with a selection, one called Dreaming, Max and Deb.
Dreaming till my dreaming comes true.
dreaming that love would be mine. Searching, said I'm always searching, hoping someday I'll find, well, I'll someone to love me, someone who needs me, but until then, well, I'll keep on dreaming, keep right on dreaming.
And Deb, yes, a great singing duo currently performing in the central Minnesota area. And that one called Dreaming. Taking us to just about 1 o'clock here on KASM. 26 now, our current temperature here in Albany. And that wraps up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.